We very much had a living legend teaching us moral theology in the seminary. Other schools, other seminaries may have had a more important name, meaning in the world of moral theology, that guy was more well known. Our dude had done mission work in Peru for 50 years. Our guy, he would very casually slip in these things and I go, there's a lot of story behind that. And you're only sharing so much of it with us, right? At one point he said he was in Guatemala, Nicaragua, one of those countries, for the revolution. And he said, yeah, we thought we'd solve a lot of problems by having a revolution. Didn't work, and a lot of people died. And that little just bit at the end, and a lot of people died, taught us, I don't know what my classmates got out of it. Taught me a lot, right? It's easy to get short-sighted on these things and realize, oh yeah, we're going to change a whole bunch of stuff. And yeah. And you forgot the price you're going to pay for that. And when he was trying to dig down into what that was all about, one of the things he would return to was, we've lost the sense of sin. And it would be good for us to once again have a healthy sense of sin. And that doesn't mean what I think most people would think it means. I think most people would think it means, there was an observation from maybe about 40 years ago when it said that a person observed that when he was a child, the line for confession was long and the line for communion was short. Now I see the line for confession is short and the line for communion is long. I would never say this, right? Other priests who are sarcastic have mentioned, wow, the number of Immaculate Conceptions has gone up because people don't go to confession, right? That's actually not what I mean by a healthy sense of sin. Admittedly, all of us could do a little better at that, right? But that's actually not what this professor was leaning towards. What he was actually talking about is because our understanding of our relationship with the Lord is messed up, our understanding of sin is messed up. Now, he didn't say it that way. That's my version of it. But if our sense of sin, if our understanding of the covenant with God is messed up, it's going to lead to bad consequences. Having a healthy sense of sin is not that I feel really badly when I do bad things, or even that I am sorrowful because I still desire to do bad things. That sort of looks at the whole thing from the wrong perspective. But sin is a stable habit of turning away from the Lord at its core. The habit of sin is that I turn away from the Lord on the regular. Or I desire to. I'm not yet perfected to the point that my desire is always to be turning back towards the Lord. Now, the fruit of that situation, the result of that situation, is the concrete sins. And that's why we find ourselves in the situation, the unenviable position of, I do what I know I shouldn't do. Or worse, I do what I do not want to do. You know, we live in a country that touts our freedom, right? We are totally autonomous. We can do whatever we want. Yeah, so why do we still do what we don't want to do? And St. Paul's answer to that is, sin still reigns in me. I am not yet perfected. And my relationship with the Lord isn't as sharp or as strong as it could be. Now, here's the good news. This was never about never making a mistake or being without fault or failure. It was never about, I've checked all of my boxes and done everything absolutely flawlessly. Because if it was about that, Jesus Christ would not have had any issues with the Pharisees. And if there's one thing that's clear from sacred scripture, is the way the Pharisees were doing things was not the way to go. So what is the way to go? Well, at its core, being Christian is not the result of a moral dilemma or a lofty set of ideals. But instead, being Christian is the result of the experience of Jesus Christ, which gives life a new horizon and a decisive direction. The relationship with Jesus changes everything. If you lean into the friendship that God has offered you, now, I'm already saying that a little bit backwards of the way that I actually want to say it, because I want to make sure nobody feels cut off, right? If you lean into the relationship of friendship, if you lean into the friendship that you already have with Jesus, not because of any effort, but because he has offered it to you, then you will lean away from, I perpetually turn away from the Lord. And then if you commit to it over time, instead of turning away from the Lord, I now have the stable habit of turning towards the Lord. That is what we call holiness. It's really simple. When things get rough, do I turn to the Lord or do I turn away from the Lord? And probably more important, when things are going well, do I turn towards the Lord or do I turn away from the Lord? That's holiness versus vice. And it's really not any more complicated than that. Now, of course, this is one of those things like living healthy. The knowing is the easy part, the doing is the hard part. Like, I know exactly what I need to do to be healthy. I know I need to exercise a little more. I need to drink a little more water. I probably need to drink a lot more water. I need to eat a few more salads. And I will be healthy if I do those things, right? I don't want to do those things. The knowing is the easy part. The doing is the hard part. But to lean into the friendship that Jesus Christ has already offered us. And the hard part here, the first step, is you've got to undermine and undo the already bad or broken relationship that we have with God. Because so many of us live in a world where God is just waiting for us to mess up. And maybe that's because, obviously, what I would want to say there is, God is a good father. Why would he do that? But some of us have had such a messed up relationship with our earthly parents that it's difficult for us to grasp a parent that isn't just sitting around waiting for us to fail. But that is not what God is doing. In fact, God is like a parent waiting on a small child, a toddler, and letting them play and being terrified that they're going to hurt themselves, because they will. That's what little kids do. And when that eventually does happen, God is sitting there just waiting to scoop you up. And just like you have a crying child, nothing seems to help. Nothing seems to change, but God's there for the parent is there for the child, right? We're the same way. When things go badly, God's just sitting there waiting to scoop us up and comfort us and allow us to grow through the difficulty. And sometimes nothing seems to change except that the Lord is there with you. So brothers and sisters, lean into the friendship that God has already offered you. Lean into it. Don't lean away from it. Lean into it. It starts with things like prayer. Get yourself some quiet time. Go talk to the Lord and expect that God is going to speak back to you, because God speaks first. So if you do that, you know, if we all commit to that in 20 years, we'll have a healthy relationship with sin again, a healthy respect for sin, because we'll have a healthy respect for the gift of life that God has already given us and the forgiveness he's already granted to us and the gift of grace that the Lord has given us in Jesus Christ. But for today, lean into the friendship that God has given you so that you can have a good relationship with sin.